It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day in your day. The Refreshing.
Good morning and welcome to Worship and Wellness with Torso. God bless you this morning. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, Undreamed Of, will take us to the throne of grace.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together to be able to hear from you this morning. We ask that you will please anoint the words for our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and help us to grow in grace and wisdom as we are being spiritually fed. We thank you for hearing our prayer, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. It's time now for our opening song. It's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time for the coming of Christ for Him. It's about
Amen. Our topic this morning is the Gospel Commission. The Gospel Commission. And we're glad that you're with us this morning as we have our worship and wellness broadcast. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you very much for the truth. We ask that you bless us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The Gospel Commission, the Gospel Commission. Brothers and sisters, we have been committed to, we have a commitment that God has laid upon us to teach and preach and heal. Let's find out about it. Jesus said in Matthew 28, where do we go? Matthew 28. We're reading verses 18 through 20. And the Bible says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now that's powerful, friends. All power is given unto Jesus in heaven and in earth. So if you want to be powerful, you need to ally yourself with Jesus. The Bible calls him in 1 Corinthians 1:24 or 26, it says, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. That means you'll have wisdom. He told us how to, who would be the agent to help us, and that would be the Holy Spirit. Don't you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, friends? You're going to be filled with one spirit or another. You might as well be filled with the Holy Spirit. The other spirit is trying to wipe you out, friends, and many people are giving in to that spirit. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations. See, because of that, therefore, that means because of saying, because of what I just told you, therefore, go ye, therefore, and teach all nations. So our teaching of all nations is based on the fact that we serve and love one that has all power in heaven and on earth. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You know, you have some people that try to say that we should be baptizing people only in the name of Jesus. You do have some instances where that was the case in the Bible, in the early church. It is my understanding that it was present truth back then, because they knew about the Holy Ghost. The Bible had talked about him in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. So any of them that had access to the Old Testament, they knew about the Spirit of God. They knew about God the Father. They knew a Messiah would come, but they rejected Christ. So they were baptized in the name of Jesus. It is my understanding, because that was present truth, to acknowledge that there is one more that they would be baptized in. There's a phrase that is often used. I can't think of the phrase, but it was like, it was accepted that they were baptized in the name of God and in the name of the Holy Ghost, because they knew about that. But to accept that they would be baptized with Jesus also, and so that's why I believe you see that in the Bible. But the command of Jesus to us is to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We don't live in a time where people don't know who Jesus is anymore. They know to accept him is not a matter of persecution from the perspective of just accepting Jesus, okay? Now, we know his followers will be persecuted, but the point being made, brothers and sisters, is that we ought to baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. So there is actually a little sandwich that you might have missed in this command. There was, go ye therefore teaching, and teach all nations. So it begins with teaching, then baptizing them in the name of the Father, then teaching them to observe all things. So what this teaches us, brothers and sisters, is that baptism is sandwiched by teaching. There is some level of teaching before we're baptized. We need to know what we're getting ourselves into, what we're committing to. We need to accept Jesus as a personal Savior. We need to surrender our hearts to him, the God of love and mercy and kindness, my brothers and sisters. That's who we serve. He's a powerful God, yet he's a merciful God. And that is what we must understand. So there is teaching, a level of teaching. Sometimes we might want to make sure that people know everything that the Bible has. You'll never know everything that the Bible has. Even throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity, we're going to be learning themes from the Bible, okay? But there are some prerequisites that we need to know prior to baptism. And then after we're committed, we continue to grow and be taught all things, to observe all things whatsoever God has commanded. So this is the Gospel Commission. But let me share with you Mark's version of it, because it will help us understand that this Gospel Commission did not just have a teaching aspect. As we go to Mark chapter 16, and we're reading now verse 15 and on and beyond, it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." And watch this. "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So there is a medical missionary aspect to the Gospel Commission. It's not just teaching and preaching and telling people what the mark of the beast is and telling people the true Sabbath and telling people that what happens truly when you die. But we must also heal the sick. That's part of the Gospel Commission. So why isn't it practiced, brothers and sisters? Why isn't it a part of our evangelistic movement in most of the churches? Because we've lost sight of Jesus, friends. We've lost sight of his plan. We've lost sight of his method. Christ's method alone, we're told, will bring true success. And he came close to the people and ministered to their needs and won their confidence. Then he bade them, "Follow me." So my brothers and my sisters, we need to understand that God has a plan for our lives. And that plan is for us to accept Jesus as our Savior, be baptized, and then go out and teach the world also the wonderful things that God has in store for them. That Jesus is coming soon, that he loves us. He's not going to leave us in this wicked world. Okay? Praise God. Now, even that was at the end of Christ's ministry, but we see the commission at the beginning of his ministry, so we have to go to the book of Luke, Luke chapter 9. And in Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Then he called his 12 disciples together." Now, that's important because he starts by calling. You know, you've got to accept the call. But he starts by calling us. The Bible teaches that many are called, but few are chosen. That means everybody who is called does not always go with Jesus. Then he called his 12 disciples together. And that together means that he was unifying them. You see, we have so much disjointed, disconnected lives. We need to be coming close to each other as a community and as a family, brothers and sisters. The Bible says that he called his 12 disciples together. Now, they had problems. They fought. The Bible says they said they fought among themselves as to who would be the greatest, but Jesus kept showing them his matchless love, his unselfish ways, and eventually 11 of them were converted. He gave them power and authority over all devils. So, friends, God has given us power. That is amazing because he's the one, remember, with all power. So he gave us power. And we have power to have victory. We have power to engage with the enemy. Not that we're looking for a fight with him, but we're looking to exalt God. So he's going to bring a fight to us. But we have power to gain a victory over him. So let's gain, let's reach out, let's hold on to that power. He gave them power and authority over all devils. You know, we have authority, friends. Authority is related to education. You see, by what authority, they asked Jesus, do you do these things? Sometimes that was healing. We don't have to have a college degree to heal somebody. You don't. The world will teach you do, but it's a lie. Every Christian should be healing. That's why people need to be taught the live free lifestyle. It's free. The live free lifestyle is free. Okay? It's love God, include temperance, vital water, eat healthy, fresh air, rest, exercise, and enjoy sunlight. The four components of holistic biblical wellness, what are they, friends? They are love God, number one. Number two, cleanse and detoxify the body. Number three, follow the live free lifestyle. And number four, use simple home natural remedies. Those simple things, simple four steps, much better than toxic drugs and radiation, chemotherapy, and all of these things that are killing us, my friends. Better than vaccine shots. Yes, my friends, it's better. And so we have authority. We do not have to have a degree. We just need to go and teach because God commanded. Do you know, therefore, we've seen that the same command to preach is the same command to heal. It's in the same commandment. So when you preach and you heal, you need to tell people this is due to God's command. I'm not going to let the government tell me that I can't obey God. That's ludicrous, friend, and it's dangerous also. So he gave them power and authority over all devils. Now, the devils are the ones who tempt you. They're nothing but fallen angels, okay, also called demons that fell with Lucifer. They're the ones whispering in your ear the things you ought not do, the things you ought not say, the places you ought not go. And when you hear a conviction or feel a conviction, that's the angels on the other in the other ear reminding you of your commitment to God, okay? But we have authority and power over all devils. That means we can overcome every temptation of Satan, friends. You don't have to overeat. You don't have to be lazy. You don't have to yell at your husband, your wife, your children, your parents. You don't have to be angry with anybody. You don't have to be a racist. Have mercy. He gave us power and authority over all devils and to cure disease. So we have authority to cure disease, power to cure disease, friends. These diseases that are afflicting us, cancers, arthritis, diabetes, hypertension, and even things like acne and asthma and migraine headaches, all of that, those are treatable conditions with lifestyle change. He sent us to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So, friends, let's get involved with the Gospel Commission. Actually, the Gospel Commission, even though it mentions teaching and healing, there's another aspect that is really a part of those first two, and I'll just read this to you. Talked about it last night on a, let's see. It's called Our Threefold Ministry. This is from a book called Evangelism, page 547. It says, God works by means of instruments or second causes, okay? So in other words, God may not directly do something, but in a secondary way, he accomplishes what he wants. God works by means of instruments or second causes. He uses the gospel ministry, that's teaching, medical missionary work, that's healing, and the publications containing present truth to impress hearts. All are made effectual by means of faith. As the truth is heard or read, the Holy Spirit sends it home to those who hear and read it with an earnest desire to know what is right. The gospel ministry, medical missionary work, and our publications are God's agencies. One is not to supersede the other. So think of even the healing can be published. And although at that time when this was written, they didn't have social media and video, I think that the publishing would include any type of multimedia. This is publishing what we're doing today, and we're actually healing people if they follow these principles, and we're actually teaching people what the Bible says. But it's also in publishing and books. The Bible says of the making of books, there is no end. Look behind me, my bookshelf, okay? And much study is a weariness of the flesh. We got to apply what we read, friends, and that's important. So what's going to finish this work is godly people who teach, preach, and distribute God's publication. Are published in one way or another. Let's be a part of that, friends, and God will bless us as we do. Let's have our prayer at this time. Dear Father, thank you very much for teaching us today. And we ask for your Holy Spirit to come and abide with us, guide us, lead us, show us the way. Continue to bless us with your grace and mercy. And we thank you for this message in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, we are going to take our little break, and we'll be back to hear Sister Lenny on the subject. It could be gingivitis. It could be gingivitis. All right, at this time, we'll hear the Torso song.
There's a one-of-a-kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? This may shock you to know. God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, the battle of the bulge will be this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why God before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Come
and see. Amen. At this time, we will hear from Sister Lenny. It could be gingivitis.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It could be gingivitis. We spend the better part of our lives fighting cavities. Then when we hit our 30s and 40s, we have to worry about another threat to our pearly whites, gum disease or gingivitis. The problem can be caused by any number of the 300 or so different types of bacteria that take shelter in our mouths. Without proper brushing and flossing, some of these bacteria bury into our gums, resulting in a plaque buildup known as gingivitis that causes gums to redden, swell, and bleed easily. Although it's painless, gingivitis can lead to more serious and more painful tooth loss. The natural remedies may help control gingivitis. Here's just some of the signs that you can look for when you have some changes in your mouth and in your gums. If you have bad breath that doesn't go away within 24 hours, if your teeth look longer, the result of gum shrinking away from your teeth, your teeth are loose, they fall out or break off near the gum line. If you notice a change in your tooth alignment, the way your bite feels. If you are a person that wears dentures and your dentures are fitting differently, that's a sign. If you have pus pockets form between your teeth and gums, and if your gums are still swollen, sore, or bleeding despite good oral hygiene. When gums look inflamed and irritated, a drop of tea tree essential oil to your toothbrush on top of the toothpaste before brushing. This is also a great preventative. Tea tree is a natural antiseptic and helps prevent gum disease before it starts. Vitamin C is also good when your gums are bleeding. This morning's health segment is coming from New Choices in Natural Healing, page 324. May you always know that Jesus loves you and wants you to be well. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, my brothers and sisters, thank you very much for that, Sister Minnie, and we're going to do our roll call at this time. We start with Facebook. Sister Vicki says, good morning, out of Georgia. We've got South Carolina on the line. We've got Sister Valorius saying good morning to all from Virginia, I believe. We've got Sister Bernadette out of Florida saying good morning to all. We've got Brother Peyton saying good morning to all from North Carolina. And we have Brother Brian from the country of Kenya saying good morning to all. Brother Brian, just to let you know, I just sent you a tracking number for that textbook. Okay, just want to let you know that. All right, on to the call. We have represented Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Delaware again. We have Oklahoma. We have Ohio again. We have New York. And we have Georgia. So, phone lines are open. Press star 6 if you have anything you would like to share with us at this time. Today is Wednesday, midweek. Continue to keep your strength in the Lord as we are halfway toward the Sabbath in the week. Amen. Praise God. If anyone has anything you'd like to share, please press star 6. Okay, we've got a couple of people. We've got to start with Sister Desiree. Good morning, Sister Desiree.
Good morning, Pastor Fleming. How are you doing, Sister Maria? I was so glad, so amazing that you talked about being baptized. And Jesus only, I literally just had a conversation with someone last week. I did my best to explain, but they were, you know, on that. And I just said, you know, the Bible originally was not even written, you know, in which languages, and explaining the day. And I was just so glad that you went over that today. And it's amazing how you can take one thing out of the Bible and you can literally build a whole new religion. I'm just saying. And another thing is that I wanted to say is, oh my goodness, I almost lost my train of thought. Lord help me. Lost my train of thought. I hate that.
Don't worry about it. But if it comes back, you just press star 6 again.
Okay. Oh, I hate
you.
Want
to do it?
All right.
All right, we'll do that.
Yeah,
all right.
All right, thank you.
Okay, God will bring it back to you if he wants you to share, for sure. All right, we're going now to Sister Winston. Good morning, Sister Winston.
Good morning, Pastor. I just want to say I thank God for bringing you and Sister Maria into my life. And I have been truly blessed by your ministry and your preaching and teaching. And also, Sister Lenny and all that give the health message. God has truly blessed me, you know. Things happened to me, like, you know, with the mastectomy and all of that. But I'm still alive, and I thank God. But I just want to say that I feel sorry for so many people who do not understand what God is teaching us. I have an acquaintance. I don't know her that long. She's a pastor. And she haven't been long moved from California here to Georgia. But we're in the church that I have my membership and the church that she has her membership is under the Georgia Cumberland Conference. Now, I spoke with her recently because I was having a hard time getting in touch with her. But when I spoke with her, she told me that she had had COVID 2 times. So that's why I hadn't been able to get in touch with her. And, you know, as she was speaking, I wanted to tell her that I was wondering why she had had the vaccination. But as we were going along and I held my peace, she told me that the vaccination was it wasn't to keep you from getting it. It was just to keep you from being very sick. So, you know, I said, wow. You know, there are so many people misunderstand that I don't think that they are following what God told us to do. I think they are following what the conference has told them or what they think, because it is God that gives the healing. And, Pastor, like you said, if we eat the things and live free diet and do that, that is what we need to do. We do not need to be putting all of these things, what the doctors and everything are teaching us, you know? And, you know, it's so sad that so many people do not understand what God is telling us. But I want to know that, Pastor, you know, you have helped me and you have strengthened me all this time. And I thank God for bringing you and Sister Marie into my life, because I was saying, where would I be if I didn't have somebody teaching me the truth and giving me the strength to carry on? And I just praise the Lord. Because he has been so good to me and blessing me. And there's so many people that, you know, I'm witness to, and they don't understand that they have to do what God tells them and not what man tells them. And they don't understand, you know. And it's sad because we're living in the time of the end, and Jesus is so soon to come. And I just want to keep on doing what God has told me to do and keep on praying for others and asking everybody to keep on praying for me, and that God would continue to lead me and guide me in the path that he would have me to go. And I just want to say I do keep prayer when the requests are made. I'm still praying for Joshua and Brother John Flemings, and all, you know, the prayer when people give the request, I do pray for them. And I hope everyone continue to pray for me and my family, and everyone have a blessed day, because I thank God for waking me up this morning in my clothes and my right mind and let me live to see another day, and that I can, if I can help somebody, I will truly be blessed, and everybody have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. God bless you. We're so glad you are part of the family of God. Amen. All right, we're going to go. We have several people on the line. We're going to go now to our dear sister, Lori. Good morning, sister.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone on the line. Thank you all for your ministry and for sharing. I have 2 prayer requests of neighbors. One is an elderly lady who went into the hospital for low blood pressure, so I'd like to keep her in prayer. And also an 80-year-old Vietnam vet who has a lot of health issues. So I'd like to keep those 2 neighbors in prayer, please, as well as myself.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely, sister. Absolutely. All right, we are now going to, that's going to be Sister Wanda, I believe. Good morning, Sister Wanda.
Good morning. Blessings, blessings. Thank the Lord. I agree with my dear sister, Sister Winston, and thank you all for being a blessing to us, your patience, your faithfulness to our God each and every day. You sent me that link that I did not, it just did not finish playing for me. It's like stopped midway. And so I just wanted to ask a question what is good for to help digest aid if you have problems with your digestion?
Okay, we're talking about like indigestion type problems or ulcers. What would you classify kind of problem we're having?
You know, some people when they eat the food, the food doesn't digest properly. And
okay.
How would you know? Yeah, because you get the belching and things like that.
Gotcha. Okay, so we want to understand as we age, as we get past the age of 40, we tend to lessen our output of hydrochloric acid. And so we want to make sure that we take some extra enzymes. You can get enzymes from American Health. That is a chewable enzyme. Torso Ministry has an enzyme that is, it's bromelain and papain in a powder. So you put it in a little bit of water and drink it. But you can get that, or you can get it from American Health the chewable ones. So definitely take more enzymes. Make sure that when you're eating, you're not stressed. Make sure you're not eating too much. Make sure you're not drinking with your meals, you know, that type of thing. Now, there are some other supplements that some people have found to be helpful. I think the pronunciation is I don't want to mispronounce, but it begins with a B. But it's something that helps kind of stimulate the hydrochloric acid or provide more hydrochloric acid. So reach out to me, and I'll give you some tips and pointers, and you know, we'll talk more privately about it. But
okay,
you can
thank you.
Your digestion. Absolutely. All right, we're going to go now to. We're going to have our mother in Israel, Sister.
Good morning, Pastor, and everyone on the line.
Good morning.
God bless you and your ministry. I pray for you daily, and that the Lord will continue to bless and prosper you. And about 2 days ago, you gave a remedy for as a liver cleanse. With Epsom salts and grapefruit. But that would be like a sush. So how do you keep it on in like a poultice?
Okay, so what I gave the other day was called a liver pack, and it's grapefruit and Epsom salt. There is a liver flush that does have I have to look at my notes. I know it does use a little Epsom salt in the process of the cleanse. But we were talking about yesterday a liver pack. So if you actually take a grapefruit and blend it like in a Vitamix and put some Epsom salt after you blend it, it's going to be like a slush. When you put some Epsom salt in it, and then you just you know, you want to, maybe some of the liquid will go off, but you want to try to put that wet substance in like a linen cloth and then put it over the liver and then wrap it with saran wrap. So it's a totally different concept. One is external, one is internal. But there is a liver flush that does include Epsom salt.
And how long can you keep it on?
We generally recommend people sleep with it. You know, put it on before bedtime, sleep with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, God.
You know, and they had to just have it on for a couple of hours. It's still helpful.
Thank you so much. God bless you and have a blessed day. And We continue to pray for each other because we're living in the judgment hour.
Yes, ma'am, Mother Harriet. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
all right, we're going to go. Go ahead, sister. Go ahead, Mother Harriet.
I said things are wrapping up so fast, and some people are still asleep. We have to ask the Lord's guidance for every moment that we live, because Jesus is said that he's going to cut the work short in righteousness. We don't know what it will be his decision, because at one point he said, I would come as a thief in the night. When we don't expect the thief, that's when they appear.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
we have to be ready every moment by God's grace and help.
Amen.
So let the children of God be wise, be watchful, live prayerful Christian lives, and by his grace and mercy and his help, we'll be able to say, welcome, Lord Jesus, my smiling Savior, and not a grumbling judge. Yes, amen.
Amen. All right. Well, God bless you, Mother Harriet, and we're going to go now to Sister Desiree. Good morning again, Sister Desiree. Lord brought it back.
Hi. I know you sure did, yes. I wanted to say that, you know, before I came in the message, you know, there's a certain type of thinking and conditioning, you know, the world has, you know, in America and just at the world at large. And I was thinking, you know, with teaching the Word of God and the message in the sense of the holistic, the health message, especially the health behaviors. And many times because the thinking has been so saturated, and it took years, you know, for myself, you know, as the Lord was sifting, you know, and gleaning out that, and then, you know, you're still dealing with your own soul salvation up and down. And it's like, how do you teach this to people, you know, your friends, your loved ones, when so many, you just look at when I'm around, like, Lord, there's so many in the hospitals, and you go to the store. I'm just like, there's so many. How do you do that as an individual? Just trying to really get that out, because it's a way of thinking. It's a mindset, and it's set. The mind is set, and it's hard to get, oh, well, you need meat for protein. You need milk. You know, the federal government, I can remember when it mandated, you know, in the school lunches, milk and others saying things. It seems so weird to me now, and I'm like on the other side of this. It's like, how do you get that? It took a long time. And then I want to say also, thank you so much for the health message from Sister Lenny, and I forget the other lady's name. I really enjoyed the health messages. And also, I wanted to say, we're popping like popcorn this morning. I'm enjoying it. It's good to hear other voices. I just want to encourage others to speak. I really enjoy hearing those other voices this morning. But that's
Amen.
It. That's what I wanted to ask you. And how do you do that? Because as often that's on my mind, and I'm like, it says go forth in the whole world. And I said, Lord, I know I can't reach the whole world, but within the world that I live in, I can, but just wanted to find that out. It's a mindset. How do you get through on that mindset, you know? So,
well, you know, one thing I can say, yes, and one thing I can say is this, that the Holy Spirit will lead, okay, each individual. Now, you see a sea of people. You just go outside and you look at the highway. It's just full of cars. How do you, I get to what you're saying. It's like, how do you reach all these people? The Holy Spirit,
yeah,
in his own way, he is reaching them. And keep in mind that when the gospel closes, there will be forced upon us a decision. They will then come to, it will come to light that the Bible says this is the path toward loyalty to God, but the world and even the Christian world, the majority of them will say, but this is the path that we want to follow. And so people will be forced to make a choice. Now, that being said, we still drop seeds where we can. And one area that I want to recommend that we can all do, pass out tracts. I don't have the statement in front of me, but we're told in, by the servant of the Lord that that is a ministry that everybody can get involved in. So you can maybe leave some tracts on the subway or on the bus, but just pass out tracts. And one of the things that we would like to do here at Torso, pray for us on this, I'd like to develop just some simple health tracts that people can pass out, you know, and it can be tracts that are just on general health topics or on diseases, but, you know, reaching the world through the health message is a wonderful way of also doing that. So think about distributing publications when you look at a sea of people, maybe something you can leave with them, share with them, post somewhere. Some people use Facebook and they just constantly post things on Facebook. But the most important thing is ask the Lord how he wants you to witness to others.
Okay. And what about also, I was thinking the other day about the ministry. I don't know if y'all have that, but something like a beginner, how to give Bible studies. You know, you have your own family. You know I have mine, or children, or whoever, and just, or friends. How to give a Bible study. Do y'all have anything like that, or could you develop something like that?
We don't have anything at present, but let me look into some resources that might be helpful to you. I think it's a great resource to have, how to give a Bible study. I think it's good. I'm thinking of something, but I want to check it out first and see if that will meet your needs. So send me a text, would you please?
Sure.
Remind just to, you know, some resources on how to give a Bible study, and let me look into some things for you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, friends, God is good. We're going to close out at this time. There is no one else in the queue, in other words, so we will go ahead and ask my wife if she'll close us out with prayer.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time to be able to come together and to open up your word, to be able to fellowship one with another, and to be able to hear the petitions that have been asked. And now, Lord, we want to lift up to you our petition regarding, I believe this was Sister Lori's request, for two elderly neighbors that she has, one suffering with low blood pressure, and I didn't recall what the other had a problem with, but Lord, I know the person is around 80, and she just wants to lift both of her elderly neighbors to you and their conditions. And Lord, we want to pray that you will be with Lori as well in all the things that she's going through, and we just ask that you will show her which way to go and bless her in these efforts, Lord, as she trusts you in all that she is needing help with. We want to thank you for our dear sister, Mary Winston. We thank you, Lord, for her praise report and her testimony and just the things that she sees and knows and how she's still able to witness and to reach out to people as she goes about her day. And we thank you, Lord, for her, and we do want to keep her and her family in prayer. We know that she's been praying and witnessing to her family for many, many years, and we just pray that she will continue to do so, knowing that you have heard every petition for her family and that you will work things out, Lord, as you see fit on your timing. We want to pray for Sister Leonie's, I believe this is a relative of hers who's in John, who's still receiving his hospice care. We just pray for the transition of that and for family preparedness, Lord. And we pray that you would be with Joshua as he makes his way out. I believe he leaves on Friday for his 6-month departure to Saudi Arabia. We ask for his protection to be granted on his life and for him to be used as a witness tool for those that are going to be a part of his team. And we want to pray for our dear mother, Harriet, as she was sharing with us how close you are to return, Lord, and how soon things are to wrap up, and that we need to pray one another for one another because we do still have lots of saints that are still sleeping. It is past time for them to wake up, Lord, and we can only sigh and cry for when we see the things that are going on in the church and how our brothers and sisters are just not understanding that things are wrapping up. But, Lord, we just pray that you, through your Holy Spirit, excuse me, would empower them to wake up, Lord, before it's too late. And we want to pray for Sister Desiree. We ask that you would give her wisdom and her efforts of wanting to reach out and plant those seeds. Give her the words to speak, Lord. Every opportunity that she has, we pray that you will help her to be encouraged and to be strengthened and give her the wisdom to be able to reach others. And we just ask, Lord, that you will bless everyone else who has not requested for petitions, but that their silent ones will be answered, all in accordance with your perfect will. These things are all prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. All right, friends, at this time we will have our closing song that will be from the Master's Chorale, and it's entitled, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust.